This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 27, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. NASA still doesn't know what's been causing issues with three hydrogen gas valves used in the space shuttle's propulsion system, but it's announced measures to mitigate any ill effects of a valve failure and tentatively scheduled the launch of Discovery for mission STS-119 for March 12th. Technicians at Kennedy Space Center in Florida have started removing Discovery's three valves, two of which will undergo detailed inspection. About 4,000 images of each valve will be reviewed for evidence of cracks. For this mission, valves with fewer cycles will be fitted, and NASA says hardware changes may be made to reduce the potential for damage should a valve fail and release debris. Program staff will hold another meeting March 4th to reconsider options. The agency says that so far, the schedules for the next two shuttle launches are unaffected. Turkish news reports now say five airline employees were among the nine fatalities in Wednesday's crash of a Turkish Airlines 737 on approach to Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. The Times of London reports three pilots, two other airline personnel, and four passengers died in that accident. Witnesses say the aircraft came down at an extreme nose-up attitude and with little apparent forward momentum, with the tail hitting first. Dutch Safety Board spokesman Fred Sanders says investigators have the data and voice recorders, which have been sent to Paris for analysis. Turkish media Thursday criticized their country's government and the airline for initially reporting that there had been no fatalities. Controversial former DOT inspector Mary Schiavo joined members of a group calling itself the National Air Disaster Alliance Foundation on Tuesday in announcing a federal lawsuit has been filed against DOT and FAA officials, allowing that a series of deja vu disasters have resulted from FAA inaction on the NTSB's annual list of most wanted transportation safety improvements. The New Jersey Star-Ledger reports the group is an alliance of air safety advocates and plane crash victims led by Executive Director Gail Dunham. The lawsuit appears to have been prompted by the crash of Continental Connections Flight 3407, operated by Colgan Air, on approach to Buffalo in icing conditions the night of February 12th. Schiavo said talk of pilot error by investigators is scapegoating. Quote, "There is a rush to say it's pilot error when it is not. In doing that, you often miss things about the manufacturers and the operations in general," unquote. She criticized investigations in which an understaffed NTSB relies on industry experts who have their own agendas. FAA spokesman Les Dorr told the paper, quote, "It would be premature for anyone to jump to a conclusion as to the cause of the accident just 10 days later," unquote. He pointed out the NTSB is free to make safety recommendations without regard to their feasibility or practicality. The NTSB this week released a preliminary report on the January 25th takeoff crash of a Remos GX light sport aircraft at Sebring Regional Airport during the recent U.S. Sport Aviation Expo. The craft had been on display and was taking off in a two-plane formation for a photo shoot when it was observed making a diving right turn and impacting a ramp area adjacent to the runway. The pilot and a photographer were killed. The board says investigators found damage consistent with the nature of the impact, but also discovered the left aileron's quick-release rod connector, which allows disconnecting the linkage to let the wing fold for storage and transport, was not connected to the quick connector release fork. The board hasn't yet determined whether that connector failed or was improperly secured before takeoff. A probable cause report is expected later this year. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Eclipse's Chapter 7 is expected to be approved. An Eclipse customer steps up to support other owners. And Cessna's 400 Corvallis TT wins a European type certificate. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of Jim Campbell's interview with Cessna VP of Marketing Tom Aniello. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.